Now, in the United States, a recent survey indicates that most U.S. citizens are unaware of crucial facts surrounding the news covered in the media. The Pew Research Center conducted the News IQ quiz, asking people 12 questions about current political events. The results of the survey show that older U.S. citizens display higher levels of news knowledge than young people. Just less than 30% correctly answered Iran when asked which of the predominantly Muslim nations has the most Shia Muslims. The survey also established that only 38% of the respondents were able to identify Benjamin Netanyahu as the current Prime Minister of Israel. Some of them said former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is Israel's current Prime Minister. And just 20% knew that the U.S. government allocates most of its spending on Social Security. Well, for more on this, let's go to Los Angeles and talk to James Morris, editor of America-Hijack.com. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Morris, considering America to be the most politically involved country in the world, I mean, why is it that the political knowledge or the news IQ of its people is so shallow?
Thank you for having me back on Press TV. It comes down to what I've talked about often on air before. Regarding the Zionist media here in America, it just does not convey important aspects of the American people as it should. And I think an example of that today was what happened with the UK Parliament vote, even though it's a symbolic vote in favor of establishing a Palestinian state. That received no coverage whatsoever on CNN, which is a flagship cable media program here in America. And when you look at why that's the case, I mean, all you have to do is find out who's basically in charge of CNN, and then that, you know, prominent, influential Jews, including Jewish Zionists, I might add, including Wolf Blitzer, who used to be the former newsletter editor for AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. But that's just one example. You've also, it's not just the media, but that's an important aspect of it. But also, Americans have grown up in this mindset where the same Zionist media and entertainment just puts forward, sports and celebrity-driven entertainment. And that preoccupies many Americans in terms of what they consume for entertainment. And I saw the polling with regard to older Americans. And yeah, I mean, older Americans aren't going to be necessarily caught up in that celebrity-driven hype that Zionist Hollywood puts forward as well. And I think another example, you can use the USS Liberty attack, Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, in which 34 American Marines and sailors were murdered and 174 were wounded. And why hasn't Zionist Hollywood made a film about that? I think I've explained why here. But most Americans haven't a clue about that either. But it goes back to an apathy as well. I mean, you can talk to people, and you can go to my America-Hijack.com blog, which you kindly mentioned just now, and you can get to that by going to US-Hijack.com as well. And, you know, you see different stories that are there, including the coming financial collapse that seems to be in the works. There's various authors like Jim Rickards, who's written The Death of Money, and other authors like Peter Schiff, who was Ron Paul's financial advisor during his 2008 presidential campaign. And they're basically predicting a coming financial collapse, which will affect the world globally. And that's not being conveyed to the U.S. Public either by that same Zionist media. And also various wealthy Jewish Zionist donors to the American government of both political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, are basically setting the agenda with regard to what is being fed to Americans.
Indeed.
And it's the same old, same old.
And of course, as you just were mentioning there, the fact that this shallow political knowledge has contributed to America's pushing ahead with its own agenda. I mean, but what could happen if the case was otherwise? I mean, if the people really knew what their government was up to?
Well, I think you'd have, I think if you look back to Admiral William, Mora, he was the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Nixon. And he, Admiral Mora, had said that if the American people knew how much influence the Israelis had on the American public through their government and whatnot, to Admiral Thomas Mora, he had to come out in support of the USS Liberty crew, saying it was a deliberate attack. He said the American public would take to the streets in arms. That's a quote by him, paraphrasing it, of course. But the problem is most Americans haven't a clue. But what's it going to take? A financial collapse because we've paid for all these Zionist-driven wars by the neoconservatives, the upper echelon of the Israel lobby? It's a very saddening situation for America First patriots like myself that have been trying to wake up people. But I think inevitably it's going to take a wider conflict in the Middle East with more Americans being killed for Israel, like we saw in Iraq. I hope that doesn't happen, but that might wake up the American people. But like I said, with the Zionist media here and the Zionist grip on the U.S. government, I don't have any high hopes for that.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to James Morris, editor of America.com from Los Angeles. Thanks for your time there, sir.